The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, we're talking about Kwanzaa, but we're actually talking about black nationalism. Now, every year when I have our Kwanzaa program, a handful of people get bent out of shape at me. But, folks, I am reading from official Kwanzaa websites and black nationalism websites. I'm not reading to you anything from other websites that are condemning Kwanzaa or whatever. I'm reading from their own websites and just passing on what they are saying about themselves. Now, again, Kwanzaa has kind of fallen out of favor. Not many people are celebrating it anymore. But Black Lives Matter is growing at an explosive rate. They took in not millions. They have taken in billions of dollars since the beginning of this year. Billions. They are becoming an incredible political power. And you need to know what's behind it. And what's behind it is what's called black nationalism. Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's pastor, was a believer in black nationalism. This Raphael Warnock, who is running for Senate in Georgia, is bathing himself, not publicly, but he is an advocate of black nationalism. Well, the black nationalists have a pledge, and here it is. I am reading from their website again, and I quote, "We pledge allegiance to the red, black, and green, our flag, the symbol of our eternal struggle, and to the land we must obtain. One nation of black people, with one God of us all, totally united in the struggle for black love, black freedom, and black self-determination." Now, does that sound like a unifying principle or something divisive and segregating? And again, their ultimate goal is their own nation, to draw back from the United States and form their own nation. So what I'm saying, that's what they are saying. Let me repeat, this again is from the Kwanzaa Information Center. "In addition to the formation of the Republic of News Africa, it has become the symbol of devotion." We're talking about the flag that you see everywhere. "It has become the symbol of devotion for African people in America to establish an independent African nation on the North American continent." So, what is the connection to Kwanzaa? Let me skip over to the next page at the Kwanzaa Information Center. This is the next page after we are told that they want their own nation and they are more than willing to shed blood to get it. And I quote, "Kwanzaa is a way of life, not just a celebration. As a living social practice, it is a week of actual remembering, reassessing, recommitting, rewarding, and rejoicing. For evaluation of ourselves and our history, we relate to our past, reassess our thoughts and practices, and recommit ourselves to the achievement of black liberation." Again, They're not talking equality. That's not what they want. They don't want equality. They want superiority. So, what is the big deal? Black nationalism, Kwanzaa, Black Lives Matter, number one, birthed in racism. It's birthed in racism. A deep hatred for anyone who is not black. That's why I say it's the equivalent of the KKK. The KKK is evil. It's demonic because they believe in the superiority of white people. What about a movement that believes in the superiority of black people? Isn't it just as evil? So it was birthed in racism. Second, Kwanzaa was birthed in deceit. Here is a direct quote from Ron Karinga, the founder of Kwanzaa, in an interview that he gave to the Washington Post. This is Ron Karinga himself in the Washington Post talking about his celebration, Kwanzaa. And I quote, "People think it's African, but it's not. I came up with Kwanzaa because black people wouldn't celebrate it if they knew it was American. Also, I put it around Christmas because I knew that's when a lot of the Bloods are partying." So it's based on deceit. Most people think it's based on African culture. It's not. It's blatantly racist. It is only for black people. Can you name any holiday reserved only for those of a particular color of skin? Not only that, supposedly it's based on African culture, seven basic principles based in Swahili. Well, there's a problem with that. Swahili is predominantly East Africa. Almost all of the slaves came from West Africa. So even that is deception. Supposedly it's based on Matunda ya Kwanzaa, the first fruits. Now, that's never in December. One of the symbols. No, I'm not even going to get into that. Not even going to go into that. If you look at the seven principles of Kwanzaa, in many ways, it is rehashed, reborn socialism. And that's why so many people are concerned about Black Lives Matter, because it is so socialist. All right. As I said before we began this discussion, I drive around town and I see all these people with Black Lives Matter signs in their yards, and many of them have a picture of the flag with the red, black, and green. How many people with those signs in their front yard, how many people do you really think understand that the red in that flag is the bloody overthrow of the United States of America in order to establish a black-only nation? That is black nationalism, a black nation. Do you really think most of those people who have those signs in their yard understand what they are supporting? I hope not. The troubling thing, if you are on the left, you are required to support BLM. Well, now you know what's behind it and what's underneath it. And that's why it's so dangerous. When Kwanzaa was the primary expression of black nationalism, it wasn't much to be worried about because very few people really celebrated. You go to the Hallmark card store and you'd find, six or seven Kwanzaa cards. But now, Black Lives Matter, that has the same root, the same foundation, has overtaken much of our culture. My primary purpose? Just to educate. You need to know, you need to understand what's going on. And maybe you can kindly, gently, and truthfully educate some other people. Because I think most people who support BLM are just ignorant. And it's politically correct and it feels good. Hopefully we can help them understand.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and thank you for your patience in walking through all of that Kwanzaa stuff. It's important. We need to understand what's going on around us and what the ultimate goal, what the ultimate agenda of BLM is. It is not unity. It is not diversity. It is division, superiority, revenge. It is. Check it out. Please, 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 as I always say, don't believe what I tell you. If you want to go to Melanet.com, M-E-L-A-N-E-T.com, then click on the Kwanzaa Information Center and check it out for yourself. Okay? The more I learn about this COVID relief bill that was passed by Congress and signed by the president, the more angry I become. And by the way, it's okay to be angry as long as the anger doesn't control you. Righteous indignation and righteous anger is not wrong. In fact, it is good. Scripture says, "Be ye angry and sin not." Okay. I'm going to get $600. I think Joy's going to get $600. And hey, could we use an extra $1,200? Yeah, of course we can. And so can you. But my goodness. Do you know that the COVID relief bill, is over 5,000 pages long? And people in the House of Representatives had approximately 2 hours to read it. Think about that. Remember how we conservatives screamed and yelled and shouted when Obamacare, 2,000 pages, people in government had a couple of hours to read it? This was 5,000 pages. 5,000 pages. And it is absolutely filled with ridiculous pork. Like $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan. Yeah. I saw that first thing this morning. I thought, that's got to be a joke. Come on, that's the Babylon Bee. No. $10 million. For gender programs. What in the world are gender programs? Well, we don't know. It doesn't say. For Pakistan. Now, I'm sure that will help Americans with COVID-19. $30 million creating a U.S.-India Gandhi King Development Foundation. $30 million. $8 million per year for the next 4 years for Tibetan refugees. Yeah, Tibetan refugees. Oh, this is really important. millions of dollars for the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act of 2020. Creates a committee to regulate performance-enhancing drugs in horse racing. Now, all of those people unemployed from COVID-19, I'm sure they're really going to benefit from that. My goodness. That is our government at work. I can't imagine that any representative in the House of Representatives or in the Senate that has any integrity could sign that bill. All right, let's go to the phones quickly before we come to the top of the hour. I've got Bob in Columbus. Hey, Bob, welcome. You're on Bob Rennie Live.
Yes, thank you. It sounds like your definition of black nationalism is something bad and something terrible. You talk about, I've been to many Kwanzas, and I've never heard or seen anything about any violent overthrow of anything. I've been to many. And as far as someone overthrowing someone with violence, if you look throughout history, the number one group of people who have done this violent, bloody overthrow have been white people.
Bob, I read to you from the Kwanzaa information website. I would encourage you. And that's one of the reasons why I'm bringing it up. Most people don't know what's behind Kwanzaa. Did you know that Ron Karinga founded it in the 1960s? Did you know that he was in prison for torturing his own followers? Did you know that?
I knew that he had gotten in some trouble. I didn't know about any torture.
Well, please check it out.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah, sure.
There's going to be a black nation established, but it's going to be in Africa. There's no chance of that happening here. America is never going to treat black people right and allow us to make progress. So our nation is going to be in Africa. What's wrong with that?
So you want, are you planning on moving?
That's where we came from.
Oh.
I might move there, I might not.
Okay.
But what's wrong with that?
If you want to establish a nation in Africa, that's fine. I would have no problem with that at all. A bloody overthrow of America to establish a black nation on the North American continent, that I've got a problem with, and I would hope you would as well.
That will never happen. Black people don't have Army, Navy, Marines. No, we don't. You know, we don't have that. How would that ever happen? That would be
I would hope it would never happen. But I have read to you what the black nationalists want. I've read their own words, not mine, Bob. Please, 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 check it out. I appreciate your call, and I mean that. Thank you. I told you I read from their own information. All right, we'll be back.